Aloha, hello. I'm Kari Van Tine. I am your host and your guide, ally, and friend. And I am here today with an exciting body of work that I'm bringing to you, that I'm gifting to you. And this work is around the choice to live a life you love. And there's a couple stories here. So I'm going to jump in with one, the first one, which is a few days ago, I was hiking out to one of my very, very favorite places on this planet, which is this gorgeous overlook, this mountain range. But to get there first, I have to hike through what was pretty deep mud. And there were these lots of branches and vines and these, it was like there have been a few windstorms, and so the bamboo was hanging over the trail, and I hiking and climbing and pushing my way through. And finally, after close to an hour, I pop up over the ridge, and there's just this exquisite, exquisite view, this expanse of mountain range, the volcanic outline, a big open sky. And I would say that almost every third or fourth time I go, I see rainbows. You'll see in this photo here, this is one of the times we saw rainbows. And it to me is an incredibly magical space. So come up over the ridge, step out into this open space, hoping to see a rainbow. And I don't see a rainbow. I see the mist is coming in and a little bit of rain. And I sit on, there's a tiny little wooden bench there. And I sit there with the wind blowing against me in the rain, looking out at it over this expanse. And being with in that moment, the experience that it was exquisite, exquisite, just as it was. It did not have to be a rainbow day to be an absolutely incredible experience. And I sat there for quite a while. This is one of my sit spots. And the sit spot is a place where you drop in really close to nature that you might go to regularly. So I'm sitting there in the space with the wind blowing and the rain and hearing the little woods animals and the birds. And what happened was something that sometimes happens, and I love it when it does, which is this experience of being connected to everything, of feeling the edges drop away, and being with myself as part of, not a viewer who looks at, but as part of the whole big expanse, space, time, continuum, the beings. And I noticed that my cheeks were a little damp. Well, I had some tears running down along with the rain coming on me, and had this feeling in that moment of such freaking unbelievable gratitude for the life path that I've been on that has taken me through some pretty tough, rough patches and stretches to be at a point of absolutely loving my life. Loving my life sitting in the rain up on a mountain ridge, connected. And so I wanted to start in this place because I wanted you to see and be with a little bit of the essence of me, of this being that is me, who is bringing this work to you. I believe that all of us we're seeking a life that feels more in alignment. And the story Hansel and Gretel, how they're looking, they're going through the forest, and they're in order to make sure they find their way back, they drop breadcrumbs, right? And of course, the breadcrumbs get eaten up by another animal. But it's like that. We're walking around, we're dropping little breadcrumbs, hoping to find our way. And at this point, part of what I'm experiencing and what I'm wanting to offer to you is actually, rather than seeking the breadcrumbs, that we're actually seeking these little golden nuggets. That we, walking through the forest, we're catching these moments and saying, oh, this is one. I'm awake to this moment right here. This is another one. I'm awake to this moment right here. So over these next weeks, I'm going to be offering you these wonderful little moments. I think of them as my little, used to call them breadcrumbs, but I don't like that those get eaten up. So these are my little golden moments I'm dropping for you these little golden moments, and I'll be doing it in the form of a little video or email story, not every day, every few days. So please keep an eye on your email box. And there'll be a little gift like this, a little gift which will have some golden nuggets in it. And my invitation is that you take those little golden nuggets and you play with them. You be with them in your own experience. You see what parts of them land for you. You allow yourself to be curious. And you find what are also your own, right? I get to share what I found, and I'm inviting you to find what you find. There is, I'll tell this little story, which is when I was a little girl, I lived in the middle of the woods. I lived in a log cabin totally off the grid. It was an incredible childhood experience. And there was one late afternoon, and it was getting dusky, darkish dusky. And I'm sitting by the window, and I am looking out at the forest and the wonderful brambles and trees. I'm listening to NPR because we had a battery operated radio. And that was one of our luxuries, was listening to the NPR in the evening. And I was hearing all of these incredible stories of people all over the world, just incredible stories of life, of challenges, of ideas. And my mind was playing with this as I looked out the window, and I made that decision as this little girl that I was going to learn as much as I could about this amazing world and about all the different ways I could be. And I took that on. I took that on. I'm still taking that on. It's one of the things that lights me up, is that there are so many ways that we get to live our lives, so many ways that we get to experience what it is to be human, to be curious, to be connected. In this little journey of mine, I've come to a place where I recognize that there isn't one answer. There's not one way for any of us to be. But what we do get to do is we get to choose our life. We get to choose to direct our lives differently. We get to live in our lives differently. We get to be in this experience in a different way. And that is where the power lies. So the invitation over this next period of time that I'll be offering these little gift nuggets is that you lean in, that you play with me, check your mailbox out, that you show up, and I'll have little challenges for you and things for you to think about, because I think that's part of how we learn, is by taking something in and owning it and seeing what part lands for us. And I would love, so the challenge number one is that, I don't know if you know, but today is the hybrid solar eclipse, which is a rare and special thing. It happens like once every 10 years. It's kind of amazing. And so there's a lot of energy happening today, which is part of why I wanted to share this today. Beautiful, big energy. And it is a beautiful, big energy for starting new beginnings. It's sort of this little kick in the butt that says, hey, are you ready? Are you ready? This is for you. Are you ready? So my invitation is that today you and I, all of us, use the energy of what's happening on a bigger level and embrace that part of ourselves that maybe is a little scared or nervous. Embrace it. Find the part of us that is also ready. Right? Because often there's that duality. And I invite you, when it is dark, when you're part of the world, to go out there and see the moon. The moon will have gone through the eclipse, right? It's going to have been passing through. And it is an eclipse that doesn't block out the entire sun, which is what happens with a total eclipse. It's actually an eclipse where it moves across the planet. It looks almost like a seed pod, which moves across like a little dark seed pod across the earth and then off the other side. And so that's what we're experiencing today, is this movement in this way. So I'm going to encourage you to embrace the seed pie concept. Allow this to come into you. We're moving into the spring in these some parts of our world. And this seed that's been sitting all winter, percolating, growing, is now ready. So tonight, go out and say hello to that moon. Drop your feet into the earth. Open yourself up to the sky up above, and just invitation, the first invitation is to land in yourself. To land in yourself while connected to nature all around you. I told you that story in the beginning of being up at my sit spot, being up by the mountain and feeling everything around me. My first invitation, and you may not reach it today, but you might, is to drop in and feel yourself surrounded by and held. Thank you. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. So much love and aloha. See you soon.